The threat for severe weather remains. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A line of strong storms is passing through the southeast.
Storms are moving over portions of Georgia, southern Alabama, into the Carolinas, and some of these clusters throughout the afternoon could produce some gusty winds up to 60 miles per hour, pea-sized hail, and also dealing with maybe some rotations.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera says later today the Northeast could be targeted by powerful storms. This on the heels of dangerous weather Friday that tore through the central part of the country. The mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas says 2,100 homes were in the path of a tornado. In northern Illinois, the roof of a theater collapsed.
People were here in Belvidere, Illinois, enjoying a concert when that severe weather just created chaos here. Killed one person, at least 28 people have injuries. Five of those injuries are critical.
Fox Weather's Mitty Hicks, the severe weather is being blamed for at least 11 deaths. In just a few days, former President Trump is expected to surrender to authorities in New York amid accusations of campaign finance violations.
The DA's office and Secret Service are working together. There was a meeting planning out exactly how they're going to keep the former president safe. You can expect his fingerprints to be taken as well as a mugshot, but he's not expected to be handcuffed because that would pose a security risk.
Fox's Nate Foy, the former president, maintains his innocence. After three nights in the hospital and intravenous antibiotics, Pope Francis is back at the Vatican.
Telling reporters outside of the hospital where he was being treated for bronchitis that he's, quote, still alive, Pope Francis was discharged Saturday just in time for the start of Holy Week.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The nine U.S. service members who died this week when two Army Black Hawk helicopters collided have been identified. The victims came from seven states and ranged in age from 23 to 36. The accident took place in southwest Kentucky during a training exercise. Officials are hoping the flight data recorders provide some information about the cause of the crash. We're learning about more injuries suffered by U.S. service members overseas following attacks by groups backed by Iran.
Six U.S. troops are dealing with traumatic brain injury after two separate attacks in Syria. The initial attacks left a U.S. contractor dead, and Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the additional injuries were recently diagnosed.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the attacks have the U.S. bolstering forces in the Middle East. Relations between the U.S. and Russia have seemingly gone from bad to worse following the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich.
He was arrested Wednesday by the FSB intelligence agency on assignment in the city 800 miles east of Moscow. He was charged Thursday for espionage, which carries up to a 20-year sentence. Charges denied. Now is in the infamous Lefortovo prison in Moscow, a tough one for political prisoners and others. While access to Gershkovich by U.S. officials would be granted, Russia said, they didn't say when. President Biden had a direct message for Moscow today. Let him go. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
China's growing influence in the South Pacific has the U.S. opening an embassy on the island of Vanuatu. Officials say the new mission will allow the U.S. government to deepen relations with officials there as China makes inroads in the region. Recently, the U.S. opened an embassy in the Solomon Islands and will soon open one in the Maldives. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.